Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a Monday after the Phils win a series. And we had an all-time meltdown on the golf course yesterday. Francisco Rojas in today for Kyle Quinn. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. You know, I was reading somewhere where they're building a detention center in Florida in the middle of the swamp.
Surrounded by gators?
And snakes. Like, all of that stuff. And they're building it.
Is this to kind of ward off anyone trying to get out?
Yes. You know, kind of like, Alcatraz was built on the water, and it was like the currents were strong. The
sharks,
and kind of the same thing. And they're proud of this. They're proud of the fact that they're building.
And what's your take on this?
I'm just like, wow. I wonder, my biggest thought was, how much security are they going to have?
You don't need that much.
That's what I was thinking, Joe. I was thinking that's the reason why they're putting it out there. But it's gotten a lot of momentum over the last couple of weeks because I think they broke ground on it like a month ago.
Well, I know this. If they ever wanted to keep you in check, all they have to do is put water around this place.
Yeah, that's it. That's a wrap.
You won't get out of line. No, you won't. All right, lots to discuss today. 215-592-9494. That gets you aboard. All right, let's start with the Phillies. We will get to the golf game heard around the world, or at least heard around South Jersey yesterday. Fritz, the camera, we now know at 7:20 this morning it was announced the camera has a 1-0 lead. He beat him yesterday.
The hammer!
Yeah, the hammer's up 1-0.
The hammer.
We will get to it, and now the ramifications moving forward in this battle. But here we start with the Phillies, who won yesterday and won the series. They explode finally on Friday night with a bunch of runs, and they just blast that guy after the rain delay, which was awesome. Saturday, frustrating day. They lose. They didn't hit. Romano gives up the grand slam. Not a good game. Yesterday, they come back. They win the series in Atlanta. Ranger again was brilliant. And they hold on the ninth inning. But Hugh, I have to have a confession here.
What you got?
And I think some people may feel the same way. Some people might. In fact, I want to bring this up because I wonder if I'm the only one. I wonder if I'm in the minority on this. I thought about this as I was watching the game yesterday because I found yesterday's win excruciating.
Mm-hmm.
They did not hit. They left runners on. JT early in the game has a chance to get a big hit. And he just grounds the ball out. Like, they've had so many games this year where it's like pulling teeth to score runs, right? Like mm-hmm. what they did
struggle
on Friday.
Bus.
Yeah, total struggle bus. What they did on Friday scoring all those runs was not the norm, right? They do that once every 10 days or so. They explode and you feel better, but then they go back to not scoring runs. But I kind of caught myself yesterday because the game ended and I felt like crap. Like the game ended last night or yesterday afternoon. And I was like, oh, you know, they won, but like, oh,
you was like,
they almost blew it. They didn't hit. And I realized, and this is maybe it's a character flaw of mine. I'm not really enjoying this season. They're 49-35. I should be enjoying this. Like they are in first place. They have one of the best records of baseball, right? The only teams that have a better record than the Phillies right now are the Dodgers at 53-32. And in the American League, it is the Detroit Tigers and the Houston Astros. That's it. I mean, those are the only teams in baseball that have better records than the Phillies. That's it. Like, we're talking about, like, three teams in all of baseball that have a better record than the Phillies. And yet, I am not allowing myself to enjoy it. I feel like I have focused, and this is not even just on the air doing the show, Hugh, and this is like when I watch the games at home.
I
keep thinking about their flaws more than their strengths. And there are strengths, right? Like, their starting pitching is awesome. It's one of the great rotations we've ever seen in Philadelphia. And we know the story of this franchise, right? The Phillies aren't the St. Louis Cardinals. They're not the Yankees, right? The Phillies don't have the track record of success over 50 and 100 years where they just win 95 games every year. That's not who the Phillies are. So, in effect, this is a really good Phillies team with a lot of wins already and a chance to do something. Yet, I'm not enjoying it. I keep focusing on the flaws, the issues. I wonder if people come down. 215-592-9494. Are you enjoying this Philly season? It feels like a funny question to ask at 49-35. They're 14 games over. Hugh, maybe I'm the weird one. I'm not enjoying this because they don't score runs. And every time they win, I feel like, ugh, that was so almost a loss. I haven't allowed myself to enjoy it. Hugh, where do you come down? Are you enjoying a 49-35 team?
First of all, Joe, you're not weird. You're special.
Okay.
That's what makes you unique.
Right.
That's what makes you you.
Mm-hmm.
Am I enjoying the season?
Yeah.
Yes. For the most part, because this is where baseball for the Phillies has been for me since I've been here. I got here after they went to the World Series, and I've been kind of on that trajectory where it's been they've been right about here every year since I've been here.
Right.
And before I got here, it was the Odubel Herrera like show or whatever. It was bad. But the bottom line was it was bad when
I was
in
there. It was bad and then mediocre for a decade.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm enjoying it. I think what has happened is this. Is with this fan base that we've gotten close and we've gotten a taste of it, especially coming off the seasons that you had where I talked about you were mediocre and not good. And it's frustrating because I'm assuming for a lot of fans that this is more about you see more flaws than you see, positives.
Yeah.
And we've seen the flaws that we're seeing now are the ones that got us sent home in the playoffs. So that's probably why you're not enjoying it. But for me, it's about the same as it's been. When I look at the records, if I go and look at the standings right around this time of the year, the Phillies are on the positive side of it, and they've been on the positive side of that.
Like right now, they are in first place, and the Mets are playing way worse than the Phillies. The Mets, remember when we got swept by the Pirates and we felt like crap? The Mets just got swept by the Pirates this weekend, and their games weren't even close. Like, they got blown out by the Pirates.
Yeah, and the GM is telling them, I read a story where he was saying, just bear with us a little bit. Hold on. Have faith.
They had a team, they had a players-only meeting. Yeah. I mean, they got a lot of issues with the Mets.
Yeah, so it's I am not as down on the Phillies as you are, but I understand where you're coming from because you're talking about these tremendous lows and then you had these tremendous highs and now you're seeing some of the same things that sent us home early. So, yeah, I can see where you're feeling the way you do, but I don't feel that way.
Yeah, I guess part of it is I just keep looking at their October issues, right? What will prevent them from winning the World Series rather than like, hey, every time, you know, 4 out of the 5 days, they throw out a starter that has all-star stuff. I mean, that is the ability to make the all-star game. In fact, I think they have 4 of the top 11 or 12 in NL Cy Young odds. Like, Rangers now put himself in that mix. They obviously have Zach Wheeler's amazing. He'll pitch tonight. Sanchez has been very good. Lizardo, other than 2 starts, has been outstanding. And we know Ranger now is on, you know, one of the all-time Phillies heaters.
He's what the kids like to say. He's on one.
Oh,
right
my
now.
Goodness. This is like Cliff Lee 2011 kind of stuff. This has been unbelievable to watch. And yet every time I watch the game, I'm thinking, man, that's not really a third hitter in a World Series lineup. Man, that's not really a 5-hitter in a World Series lineup. Man, they don't play good defense. Man, the bullpen's got so many leaky holes. I'm not allowing myself to enjoy it. And part of me is like, Joe, you're being ridiculous. They're 49-35. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? Am I the only one here? I'm just not really enjoying a 49-35 season. Part of me feels silly for this because I'm like, the Phillies are not typically this good, right? They're on pace to win over 90 games again. This kind of seasons don't happen very often, and here I am focusing on all the negatives. Francisco Rojas is in for Kyle Quinn.
Francisco!
Fran, what's up? How you doing? Are you enjoying this Phillies team?
I mean, I'm doing okay, but as far as this baseball team goes, I hate this team right now. I'm so down.
I just want to agree.
I love the Phils, diehard Phils fan. I love baseball, but this team is, man, I just, as soon as last year happened, man, I knew coming into the season that I wasn't feeling good, but I feel even worse than I did at the start of the season. I feel like I'm watching this team, halfway point of the year, it's the same old stuff. The lineup is worse than I thought it was.
Yeah,
I thought
it's
it was,
not good.
It's not horrible, but it's not good enough. They need it to be a strength, and I feel like the starting pitching is really the only strength right now. I mean, you look at the bullpen now, Jordan Romano, he's been horrible. You look at his ERA now, it's like 7.30.
Yeah, we're almost in July now. You can't have a 7 ERA.
Yeah, so the bullpen shaky, like you mentioned. I feel horrible. I hate this team.
See, part of me thinks it's funny what Francis said. A part of me feels a little bit better I'm not the only one here. I mean, he just said he hates a team that's 49-35 and on base for like 95
that's
wins.
A lot. But I get where he's coming from.
Well, but you know, I think there's two ways to do it. As a fan, you can enjoy the day-to-day, and most days they're going to pitch well enough to win. I mean, that's their story, right? They're 49-35. They have excellent starting pitching. But you also view it through the prism of, are they good enough to win the World Series? And every time I watch them, I think, no. Even though they have this outrageous starting pitching, every day there's something that bothers me about the way they play, whether it's their defense or their offense or their bullpen. It's just like it kills you.
You know what it is? I think they do have enough to win the World Series. But I think that during certain times of the season, they don't handle adversity well.
You know, like someone else around here?
I'm not going down that path.
Everyone
with you right
heard
now.
What happened this morning. We had a meltdown.
Hey, keep your head up, Jack, because I know Jack listens to everything. Keep your head up, man. It's only one event. Listen, you got time.
I love Jack. We're going to get to this in detail. I love Jack. He knows I love him. But he also knows I got to call it like it is.
I can't
sugarcoat what happened yesterday.
I know you can.
A meltdown happened on that golf course.
I would not expect you to. But I think sometimes we have to handle certain things with kids' gloves.
Oh, you're going to go soft on Fritz here on this. You're going to go soft. You didn't take the pledge on Fritz and the camera.
I did take the pledge. But I also understand, pressure.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes, I mean, it's not the end of the world, man. It's just, you know.
Well, it's just game one. It's just game one. They got four more games to go.
You got to gather yourself.
Yep.
Then get ready for the next event. Yeah. What is the next event?
Next event will be baseball next week.
Next week, baseball. Just get your mind right. You got a whole week to get your mind right.
You better. Otherwise, this could be quick. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you enjoying this Philly season? It's a very simple question. But I think it's a complicated answer. I mean, on the surface, 49-35 in first place by a game and a half. They've done this without Bryce for about a month now. Mm. They've done it with Nola basically the entire season. I mean, even when Nola was healthy, he wasn't any good. I mean, they really have gotten zero out of Aaron Nola. And the bullpen has been shaky, and yet they're here. I mean, there is a sentiment where, like, I do feel a little bit crazy. Like, how am I not enjoying this? But I have to be real. I'm not. All I could see is the flaws. All I could see is the excruciating at-bats when they need a big hit. All I could see is the bullpen that's not good enough. All I see is flaws. And part of me hates it because I want to enjoy this. I want to enjoy this starting pitching. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy Ride the Pledge Day, man.
Yeah, that's the day. We have pledges all over the place. We didn't have a Fritz the Camera pledge, but if we did, we got to call it like it is. And Chris, yesterday we had a meltdown on that golf course. That's what I know.
I heard a lot of things, Joe. Let's roll through this Phillies thing, and then I have to address some of the stuff here. So the 2025 Phillies season has been an up-and-down roller coaster, which for those of us that took the pledge – you know, not like you, Hugh, mm-hmm. Has been a painful but exhilarating at the same time experience. This experience, guys, at the midway mark has us with the second best record in the National League, and it's had its fair share of heroes, which for most part has been our starting pitching, but certainly we've had our villains in Castellanos and I can't hit the ball Kepler. So,
Max, I don't hit, but play me more Kepler. This guy is unbelievable.
I mean, it's ridiculous. And he's taken his lead from Castellanos because Castellanos couldn't hit the broadside of a barn last year, but yet he started every day. So mm-hmm. Kepler wants that same treatment as a guy that's on a one-year, $10 million contract, which I don't understand. But, guys, let's get to the main thing. Can we please – I got some frauds to expose. I got some major frauds to expose, and you guys have tipped it off. The biggest fraud is Jack the Fraud Fritz. Shameful, embarrassing, shrinking in the moment. Pause. I mean, this guy is unbelievable to go out and shank balls all over the golf course and lose to the camera who can't hit his way out of a wet paper bag. I mean, it's disgusting. And you know, maybe that loser, Cowboy Jim, was right. Fritz bet on himself and is throwing the contest to catch in, which I've exposed. It's called Operation White Sox Fritz.
He's throwing it. This is like the Black Sox scandal of 1919?
All over again, Joe. It's history repeating itself.
Shoeless Jack Fritz over here throwing it.
And speaking of Cowgirl Jim, he's also a total fraud. He's a Cowboy fan. At least he claims. He's really an Eagles fan. He is a diehard Eagles fan. More importantly, a Philadelphia fan. He's been riding this roller coaster of emotion right alongside of us the whole time, and I'm just now realizing it's because Joe, again, unlike you, he took the pledge.
Well, most people, unlike you, took the pledge.
I took the pledge.
You did not. No one believes you took the pledge.
I so took the pledge.
You don't act like you took the pledge.
Because
you had your fingers crossed.
I'm even keeled. I am not an emotional train wreck.
I'm even keeled.
You're
not.
fraudulent.
Even keeled.
Every day I'm on one side or the other of my even keeled nature. Whatever I feel, I'm all in. That's it.
Fraud Douglas.
Totally fraud.
And then our last fraud, along the lines of being a total fraud, is the king of fraud himself that got exposed by Spike on the afternoon show. Mm. And that is San Diego Charger Aaron. Turns out he's got a poster of Philip Rivers over his bed. Hold on a second.
You're saying Aaron from San Diego has a poster of Philip Rivers over his bed? Aaron's a grown man. What grown man has posters of football players? Like, he's not a kid.
You'll have to ask him.
All right, I'm going to have to do that.
That's something I would do, but he's apparently a diehard Charger fan and really doesn't like the Eagles. It's all fraud. And you know what? Guys, let me just leave you with this. Hugh Douglas, for the second half of the season, can you please, I'm begging you, lock in and be a team player.
You did not take the pledge.
I did take the pledge.
Well, if you took the pledge, you'd be pissed off while they win like me.
I'm pissed off that they win.
Yes.
On what planet does that make sense?
Because
though?
You see the flaws in the team. You see that they're not good enough. Hugh, I don't like this about myself, but I have to be honest about it. I can't enjoy this season. I haven't been able to from the jump. I just keep saying they need to improve here. They need to improve there. This is going to kill them. And yet they're 49-35. They're in first place. I feel ridiculous. And I know if you took the pledge like me, you'd feel similarly.
Well,
but you didn't.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Going into this season, what did we know about this team? They didn't change a whole lot.
They did not. Their starting pitching was going to be their strength, which it has been.
Mm-hmm.
Bullpen was going to be shaky, which it has been.
Mm-hmm.
I think at least I thought the offense would be a little bit better than it is.
And they are. Joe. Okay, see, here's the thing that I tried to tell you. This is not I told you so, Douglas, but this is the truth. Mm-hmm. I told you that they've swung the bats better. But at some point, you go back to human nature. You revert to what you know and what you're comfortable
with.
Yeah,
and I hate that.
And that's basically what happened a week ago.
I know, but they just – so it's like this, like anything else. It's like, how do you view it? Did they just win 2 out of 3 this weekend, or did they lose 4 out of 6 on this trip? I mean, mm-hmm. It's like you could view it the way you want. I mean, they won yesterday. They won this series. That's a good thing.
Yes.
But the 2 out of the 3 games, they barely could get score a run.
But that's who they are. To their core.
I know, and I hate it.
but we see, this is where you could have saved yourself a whole lot of angst, a whole lot of agita, heartburn, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. I have all that.
If you'd have just attacked this season like you know what I worry about this team in the postseason? Because in the this is who they are. This is their character. We're not seeing a representative anymore. This is who they are.
I agree, and I'm with you on that. And that's why I think to win 4 straight playoff series with this offense is hard. Like, because if you go cold for 3 straight games, you're out.
And
you
see,
go
this
home.
Is where I feel like it's important to have the few weeks that they had where they were moving runners.
Yes.
When they had them in position instead of swinging for the fences. That's what they have to remember. See, for me, they're right where they're supposed to be as far as in the standings and everything else. Because they are a good baseball team.
Yep.
But they have to remember, you can't revert to the mean when you get into the playoffs. And that's been their biggest issue. They go out there, and if they see some really good pitching, which we've seen this year, mm-hmm. they start swinging for the fences. They need to stop doing that.
Well, or they need to hit.
Or they need to hit. Yeah.
Right. Like Friday hit home runs off Bryce Elder. He stinks. They saw Schwellenbach on Saturday and they got shut down. 215-592-9494. Are you enjoying this Philly season? It feels like a very strange conversation to have, but I sense I'm not the only one not enjoying this. We know Fran is not. Hugh says he is, but he didn't take the pledge. Who the heck knows where Hugh is right now? Are you enjoying this Philly season? We had an accusation a few seconds ago on the show. Chris from Middletown accused Aaron from San Diego of having a Philip Rivers poster over his bed. Apparently, Spike Eskin uncovered this on the afternoon show. Now, I mean, we all had posters when we were kids, but we've seen Aaron. Aaron now has social media. He's sending us videos. He's calling me out for Jalen Hurts stuff on his Twitter page, which is fine. It's fun.
He called you out?
He did. But here's the thing. I mean, I'm just guessing. Aaron's not like in his 20s. I mean, a poster of Philip Rivers would be a little bit off. I mean, a poster over his bed. Aaron's
a grown ass man.
He's a grown ass man. Aaron in San Diego's up on WIP.
Good
morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron. Aaron, how we doing? And how do you respond to the accusations that you have a Philip Rivers poster over your bed?
You know, I'm checking my body right now. I'm trying to see. I think, did I just catch a stray from Chrissy from Middletown?
That was a stray shot, bro.
That wasn't a stray. It was a straight on.
Mr. I am an L-O-S-E-R loser.
So we just going right at each other today, huh? Let's lose it. Spell
loser. How dare Chris from Middletown challenge my Philadelphia fandom?
I mean, he did.
Well, he did. Well, I mean, he also threw out the accusation of the whole Philip Rivers. Let's address this. Do you have a Philip Rivers poster over your bed?
I do not.
Okay.
And all the Chargers gear
that
my kids and I had owned at one point were burned the day that Spanos decided to take the San Diego Chargers up to L.A. and sublet a stadium from the L.A. Rams.
So, okay, so were you kind of like a split fan, like you like the Chargers and the Eagles?
Never.
Okay. So you were...
No, so here's my... I when I was a kid, we lived in San Diego for a short time, and then I ended up coming back. But my Chargers experience, when I was a kid, I went to an Eagles-Chargers game, and I had my Eagles gear on. And the reaction that I got from the older Charger fans, and I was like an 8 or 9 year old kid, that kind of spun me at a very, very young age.
You were traumatized
to have a disdain for the San Diego Chargers.
But, got it.
You know, Spike used his big brain yesterday. You know, and he asked me, well, Aaron, if why do you live in San Diego and if not in Philadelphia if you're such a big Eagles fan? Listen, my Eagles fandom started when I was a teenage boy going to Westchester University for the 2 days and trying to catch a glimpse of my idols, Reggie White, Jerome Brown, Seth Joyner, Wes Hopkins, Randall Cunningham, Keith Byers, and Keith Jackson.
Oh, the Buddy Ryan days. The Buddy days.
I went to the StubHub Center when it was 85% Eagles fans and watched the Bronco kick the bejesus out of the Chargers.
You know, Aaron, that run by LeGarrette Blount that day was one of my favorite plays of the entire 2017 season. When he was rumbling and bumbling for like 65 yards.
Rumbling and stumbling.
It was an exciting day. I was there in the Coliseum the day that the Bronco went down. We were trying to figure out what it was. We saw him walking off. We didn't know. We got the text telling us that he had torn his ACL and he was out for the season.
Yep.
I had to endure the Rams fans going, what are you going to do now with Foltz? What are you going to do now with Foltz? And then I just so happened to be at this last year's game against the Rams at the beautiful SoFi Stadium.
Saquon going for 250. Yeah, it was an awesome game. All right, you sold me, Aaron. You're a fan. I believe you. All right, Aaron, what do you got on the Phillies? You enjoying the season?
You know, I don't know if you got it, but I sent a tweet out to you. You know, usually in a baseball season, you have ebbs and flows, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have cold streaks and hot streaks, right?
Yes.
I've never seen it where you have cold streaks and hot streaks game to game. I mean, this season is absolutely exhausting as a fan.
I feel the same way. I feel, you know, that's a good word. And Aaron, we appreciate the phone call and the whole
exhausting.
They're an exhausting team sometimes to watch. They've won a good amount of their games. Again, they have one of the five best records of baseball, but they're exhausting to watch when they're hitting and they're bullpen. Yesterday I felt exhausted after a victory. It was like, it's like pulling teeth. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Where do you come down? Are you enjoying this Philly season? I feel like any other year at 49-35 in first place heading into July, the answer is clearly yes. I'm not sure the answer is yes for a lot of people. We're going to find out today. I'm not. I wish I was. I'm not enjoying this Philly season like I probably should be. Hugh is, but we know the whole pledge thing with Hugh Douglas.
I'm enjoying this season.
Yeah. All right. We got a lot to get to. The Kepler topper thing. It went to a different level this weekend.
He doubled down.
Yeah, he doubled down. We'll let you know what Kepler said, what Topper said in response. Are they going to DFA Kepler? Should they? Yes. We'll get to all that. We got some news as well about a new team coming to Philadelphia. We'll hit you with that next. There's been some rumors about this for a while. It is now happening. We'll tell you about that. And I've obtained exclusive video of the Jack Fritz meltdown. We'll detail this in detail later on in the show. The camera one, Fritz here. Your accent at all. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 for Francisco Rojas in for Kyle behind the glass. Hugh, we got a lot to get to. Your phone call's coming up here. 215-592-9494. Are you enjoying this Philly season? Which sounds like a ridiculous thing to say, but I'm not. And I know it's probably me, and I can't enjoy good things unless they're great, but I'm not enjoying the season. The wins, I feel like it's a sigh of relief, and the losses, I feel like I hate the team. I mean, that's where I'm at. And this weekend was a microcosm. Friday was great. It was fun. They've had a few laughers over the course of the season. Not a ton of them, but that was a laugher. Saturday, hated it. Lazaro, you know, labored. They couldn't get any offense going. And then, of course, Romano comes in and gives up a meatball grand slam there in the seventh inning. And then yesterday, it was the kind of win where it's like, instead of appreciating Ranger, which was great again, I'm like, man, they can't score. And the bullpen, where do you come down to the Phillies? Are you enjoying this season? They're a game and a half up in first place. Padres coming in tonight. All right, we'll get back to your calls in a minute. But, Hugh, we got some news to get to. And then we got some good news. And then we got to recap what happened this weekend with, I would call it a brewing issue with the Phillies with Max Kepler. Let's get to the good news. We are getting, after years of, I think, rumors about this, and people thinking maybe it could happen, might happen, should happen, the WNBA, which is done well, obviously, the last couple of years with Caitlin Clark entering the league, they are expanding, and in 2030, Hugh Douglas, we're getting a team in Philadelphia, just announced this morning.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It is.
Do you know what the name's going to be?
I don't know the name yet. You got any ideas?
We were workshopping a little bit. I thought Liberty, but we already got New York Liberty?
Yeah, can't take their name. How about Freedom?
You said Freedom.
Freedom could work.
We can go
They're
with
already
Freedom.
A tennis team.
Oh, well, that doesn't really count.
I'm just saying.
What do you
respect tennis. Well, Wimbledon starts today, respect tennis.
I do like tennis, but you can have it. Like, there's Huskies in every sport, like
yeah,
Bulldogs.
You can have more than one Freedom. You
respect the Freedom, man. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. You got any name ideas for it?
No. Okay. I'm just saying respect the Freedom.
All right. We got a WNBA team. You going to go to the games?
If you put that out there, Francisco, you got to come with a name now because you got
to
give us
one. He cut off our name. Didn't have anything.
You got to have a name.
Come back to me in like an hour.
Okay. We'll get Fran's thought in an hour from now. I don't have a name right now. Maybe Freedom. But it is cool they're getting a team here.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I'll go to some WNBA games. I will go watch that. I used to go to Atlanta Dream. I used to go to some of those
teams.
Oh, yeah?
So is this you like asking to like ring the bell or something or be there opening night, front row seats?
No, I won't ring the bell, but while you're playing, if you need a PR person.
No, stop.
I'd be great. I'd be great for
just
that.
So you can't get the job with the Sixers and now you're
no,
campaigning.
I'm just saying. I'd be great. I think I'd be great PR.
Nobody.
Been through a lot.
Nobody on this station tries to get more jobs while they have a job than Hugh
Douglas.
No,
I'm just saying. Been through a lot. Know a lot. Mm-hmm. Just trying to help. Don't make some of the same mistakes the Sixers have made with their PR thing. You know, that whole, you know, thing that happened with the Joel Embiid thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Have they ever called you back, the Sixers?
Nobody's called.
Okay.
Nobody's called.
Do you think they're going to call you back?
Probably not.
I don't think so. All right. Speaking of PR issues, the Phillies have one with their left fielder, Max Kepler, who, by the way, is not good. I mean, Max Kepler has come here, not hit for 3 months. And then he went, you know, we know last week he said he was told he'd be an everyday player.
But he's not.
And what?
To his standards.
To his standards, right? He plays most days, right? He plays against every right-handed pitcher. But by his standards, it's not enough. I'm glad you think this is funny.
No, I think it's funny because we got a chance to talk to Scott, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Scott is as forthcoming as he can be under the circumstances.
Yeah.
And when we asked him about it, he tried his damnedest to be as nice as possible about his assessment of how he felt his playing time was going.
Yes.
He was like, well, I don't understand because he plays quite a bit. If you had to put a percentage on his playing time this year,
70-75%.
You didn't even let me get it out.
He's played most of the games.
Because we play 80 games, right?
A little over 80, and he's started.
Played about 65?
Yes. Yep.
65 games?
Somewhere in that range.
That's quite a bit.
It is.
I mean, you know, I'm not the best person that does math.
No, you're good on this.
That 65, 80 games, that's 15 games you didn't play in. That mm-hmm. sounds like you've played in more games than not to
yes.
me.
Yes.
So what did he say, Joe?
Well, he was told he would be the everyday starting left fielder. So that happened last week at the end of the series in Houston, right? We mm-hmm. talked about it on Friday. I said they should just DFA Kepler. Just get him out of here. I don't want him here anymore. All right, so then they go to Atlanta, And you know how this works, right? Like, everyone saw the quote we were talking about Friday, and then they have to go back to both parties and say, all right, what's going on here? So they went back to Kepler to ask him to clarify what he meant on Thursday. Did you see the quote from Max Kepler on Friday? Let me read it to you.
I said what I said.
Well, you know what? He might as well have said that. Here is the quote from Kepler Friday. Quote, I mean, I signed here being told that I was going to be the starting left fielder. The everyday starting left fielder. So there's my answer. That's why I came here.
I said what I said.
I mean, he said what he said.
He's living his truth, Joe.
Yeah, he is.
He's living his truth.
How about Rob Thompson living his? So Topper asked before the game on Friday, what do you make of Kepler now twice saying was told he was going to play every day? He doesn't feel like he is. Here's Topper.
A lot of guys get frustrated when they don't play every day, you know? And I hear the whole rhythm thing. What I do tell these guys is if you think that by having a day off, it's going to ruin your rhythm. Well, it probably will. It probably will. So you got to figure that out and keep working and keep grinding and trust your ability. Hey, I trust Max. I really do. He started 60 games for us, so I kind of consider that a starter myself. But yeah, and I see where the frustration is, you know. But because these guys want to play, and that's a good thing.
So he spun it to a good thing. He wants to play, and I liked what he said there, though. Like, if you think you're going to get out of rhythm for just not playing one day, you got to figure that out, right? That's more on you and your routine and your batting practice. Here, the problem is I don't think this issue is just going to go away. I mean, like, the Phillies aren't going to start playing him against lefties. So he's one of two things has to happen here. He has to deal with this and start playing better when he plays, or they just got to dump him. I mean, we did this. This reminds me of the Merrifield thing of last year. The only difference is Merrifield seemed to be more of a team guy, right? Like, Merrifield didn't complain. He just sucked and didn't say anything. Kepler has come here, and now he's complaining about his playing time. But I think it was last July they cut ties with Merrifield. They took him through July, or, you know, middle of the season or so, early July, and then they dumped him. Hugh, I don't think Max Kepler's got much more time as a Philly. If he doesn't start hitting, like, you can't chirp and not hit. Like, otherwise, what are we doing? I think they're going to dump him in the next couple weeks.
I mean, he's hitting .207.
Yep.
And he's complaining about playing every day. I mean, I'm trying to go through his stats from last year when he was, in Minnesota?
They're pretty similar to this year. Yeah, he was in Minnesota.
What I'm talking about as far as his playing time and, you know, him out there on the field and everything.
So he did have an injury last year. I'm not sure how much time he missed. But how many games did he play last year? Did you see that?
I didn't get to that.
I think it was in, like, the 100s. But he had I think he dove for a ball last year and hurt a rib or something. So mm-hmm. He missed some time. But if you look at his numbers, they're pretty similar to last year.
Yeah, because he's a .237 hitter. Was a .237 hitter in Minnesota. So it's like, what are you expecting? Like, at this point, you know, I think there's a conversation that should be had. I don't think, to your point, they're going to DFA him. Because if they would have did that, that probably would have happened by now. He wouldn't have probably had the chance to double down the way that he did.
Well, so it's interesting. So Bryce Harper is going to be back soon. That's all the reports, right? He took batting practice again this weekend. Mm-hmm. He said it was kind of just normal soreness after hitting that much, but he feels way better than he has in the last couple weeks. Like, Bryce's return could be imminent. I mean, it could be today. It could be tonight against the Padres. So when they bring Bryce back, someone has to leave the roster.
So it might be him.
It could be. I mean, go ahead.
No, my thing is this. Because you're adamant about the fact that you were told one thing and it hasn't been that.
Yep.
I mean, I would have asked you, what exactly were you told? Because as a baseball player goes, in 162 games, to have played in more than half at this point in the season and not knowing how the other half of the season is going to play out, I need to figure out what is it that you exactly thought it was going to be and especially since you're hitting .207.
Right.
Like, what are you expecting us to do? And if you're in this lineup and you see how this lineup is struggling and you're a part of that struggle, what makes you think you should play every day?
I also can make the argument they've protected him. Like, they've not played him against lefties, right? He struggles more against lefties. They're putting him out there in the most advantageous spots for him.
And you're still hitting .207.
You still stink.
No, I'm saying, because I'm trying to – there's a disconnect here, Joe. I mean, seriously, for him to feel that, you know, basically saying he said what he said, and then to double down like he did. So I would have to sit down, if I'm his coach, and say, okay, well, where is it that you see on this film that we're watching together when you have time? Because I'm pretty sure you don't have time right now. But when we have time, where is it on this film that you're watching that you feel that you warrant everyday to be an everyday player?
The other question, and I don't know how we get to the bottom of this, is was he told by Dave Dombrowski, when him and his agent, when we signed, you're the everyday left fielder, or did Topper specifically say to him, I'm going to play you every day? Now, if Topper did it, Hugh, then I understand why he's got a little bit of gripe. Like, you told me you'd put me in the lineup every day. You're not doing that. But if it was Dombrowski, like, Dombrowski's not the manager. Then that's a disconnect in the whole organization.
But even if that's the case, though, Joe, read the room.
Yeah, you haven't hit.
I mean, you haven't hit. Like, so why are you still holding on to something or something that was told you? Let's say if it was told to you.
Yeah.
Say if you were told that you were going to play every day. What have you done to warrant being an everyday player?
Nothing.
And especially on a team that has hitting deficiencies all up and out down the line of the last couple of weeks. So what makes you think that you're going to be a guy that's going to be out there every day?
So I'm looking at his numbers right now versus lefties and righties, because he plays against righties, doesn't play against lefties. His numbers this year against lefties: 217 batting average, 260 on base, 348 slugging. Guys, he's basically Johan Rojas when he faces a left-handed pitcher. I mean, you can't play this guy against lefties. I mean, if Topper told me he's going to play every day, then he's not. Then they got a problem between the two of them. But I'm at the point now when Bryce comes back, I would DFA Kelpel. I'm just done with this guy. 215-592-9494. Are you enjoying this Philly season? The Kepler situation, a lot to react to. And, of course, Ranger dominant yesterday. Let's get to Jeff in a moment. Rhea's going to join us at 11. At 11:30, we will break down in detail Jack and DeCamber. What happened yesterday? The meltdown heard round South Jersey. Jeff, what's up, buddy?
The only guy whose fandom should be questioned based on the first two callers is sitting in the studio with you. It's one Francisco Rojas.
No!
Who has been known to wear other teams' jerseys out in public.
That's true.
Not the Phillies.
I mean, I have. But in his defense, though, Jeff, today he has on a Philly shirt.
Yeah, and he wore a sweet Mike Bibby jersey tee last week.
Yeah, he did.
I know he likes to wear those jerseys because they look good. I get it.
Yes.
Allen Iverson type thing. So I'm just messing with him. Also, Fritz won the first contest. That's the only one that's not – I mean, I'm sorry. DeCamber won the only event that's not an athletic event. So you got baseball, basketball, tennis, and running left. I think Jack's going to sweep them up.
Oh, so you think Jack should still be the favorite?
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
Now, I mean, here's the thing. Now, Jeff, I think you make a great point there, right? That Joe won something that doesn't take extreme athletic ability. It's more of a skill game.
You're riding around in a cart to get the
play. Yes. But I will say this, and it's a cause for all of our concern that are rooting for Jack in this. The mental game has shifted to DeCamber. I mean, Jack really embarrassed himself yesterday in a lot of ways.
I definitely sympathize with him because I was like him when I was younger. So, yeah, you can fall off real quick if your head's out of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so with the Phillies, I am enjoying the season. I told you at the beginning of the year, Joe, I was going to enjoy the season. I love this pitching staff, and because I love this pitching staff, I'm doing whatever I can to keep Ranger Suarez. I don't care if I know he's not going to do anything till the end of the season or his agent's not going to want to do anything, but, man, I got to keep that guy because you can possibly trade Lizardo and maybe what's his name?
Sanchez?
The other guy. No.
Nola.
No. The other guy is a fifth starter.
Oh, Abel.
Gable. Or Abel. I mean, yes. Those Abel and Lizardo, to me, are more tradable than – I just won't trade Sanchez. Or
Suarez.
I'm not going to trade Ranger at all.
Yeah.
No. And with Kepler, dude, like I said the other day, you're hitting 220, 210, and you're playing 80% of your games are against righties. And you're complaining? Man.
The wild part for me, Jeff, with that is, like, so he said it on Thursday, and it was after the game, and they got swept in Houston. If he had come out on Friday and been like, hey, I just want to play, I just want to do everything I can to help the team, I was frustrated we got swept, it's my frustration talking, then I think we all move on. But Friday, Hugh was joking, but he basically said, I said what I said. Like, he doubled down on Friday that I should play every day. They lied to me.
Yeah, the thing that's hurting right now is the fact that Harper and Nola are both out. And not that we're missing them so much, but it's really causing a problem with what to do at the trade deadline. Because you don't know how long either one of these guys are going to be out. So the Phillies are in kind of a bind here. They have players to trade, but you don't want to trade them yet because they still need these guys.
Yeah, and it is complicated, right? And I think it's all of us. We can imagine, like, hey, they can move some of these starters to the bullpen, but a lot of that requires Noel to come back and give you the innings that we're used to. And then the Harper thing, like, Jeff, if Harper comes back tonight and starts hitting like we know he can, then the need for a bat changes a little bit, right? You're not as desperate. Yeah. But if Harper's going to come back and not have the power we're used to, then they're kind of desperate for a bat in the lineup with him.
Well, Otto the garbage man is making a pretty good case for himself.
Yeah, I do like Otto. Yeah, I you know what? Yep. I want him to play more, and Jeff, we appreciate it. I know that they're doing a platoon now in left field with you know, Kepler against righties, Kemp against lefties. I want to see Otto play more. I think they have something in Otto Kemp. I'm an Otto Kemp guy, Hugh. You an Otto Kemp guy?
I mean, I kind of told you that like weeks ago, right?
You told us that you were an Otto Kemp guy.
I kind of told you he has that want to. He has that desire.
You also said he looked old.
He looked old. He looked older than 25. He looked older than 25.
A little bit.
Lot of bit.
Yeah.
It's the porn stash. It's the porn stash.
No, but you said AARP.
See, because Francisco knew what I was talking about because Francisco's a young guy.
Yeah.
And he looks at him and he looks like he's probably the guy that's signing up for AARP
he
first.
He doesn't look that old.
He does look kind of old.
He looks like maybe in his late
20s. How old
does
he look to you, Francisco? About 30? Yeah.
I would say about 31, 32.
See,
yeah.
He looks that, like, I'm not lying.
Like same age as Fritz.
As a young cat. Yeah. He said the same age as Fritz.
They're both old, right? They're both looking pretty old right now.
Fritz got it straight.
He did.
At a time.
I was just thinking that's the closest comparison. Fritz is on the mind right now.
He probably don't need a stray right now.
Yeah, Fritz is going to catch a lot of those after what happened yesterday. William in Jenkintown is on WIP Talk of Phils. Hey, William.
Hey, I got some stats for you today.
Okay, let's hear them.
So, this is further proof that Topper needs to go. Going into yesterday, Trey Turner was 0-for-21 versus Strider in the regular season. And I think he went 0-for-4. So he's 0-for-25 now versus him. What is he doing playing at all? You know the guy's not going to hit versus him. The numbers don't lie. It's a big enough sample size. Put someone else in there. And then they played 27 innings this weekend. They scored in 6 of them. The offense is anemic. It's anemic. It's insane. I cannot believe how bad this team is. I'm not having fun. It's like I'm at the dentist when I watch them. It's just insane. Someone's got to go. It's either going to be the hitting coach or Topper, but someone needs to get in there. It's just, I don't understand how you score with this lineup. You only score 6 innings, 6 of them.
So let's hit a couple things you said there. One, I understand the Strider-Turner thing is a bad matchup for Turner. I mean, I guess you could have used yesterday as a day off for Trey. I mean, Trey's played basically every game this year. You could give him a blow before they have a long stretch of games for the All-Star break. They could have done that, William. I'm not mad he played Trey. Trey's been one of their two best hitters most of the season. So that didn't bother me, but I understand the numbers you brought up. As far as the offense, it is like going to the dentist. I mean, you're in pain most of the time, and when it's over, you're like, man, that sucked. I mean, that even when they win, the offense, Friday was great, but they have one of those games, William, every 2 weeks where they hit a bunch, and the other games, it is like pulling teeth.
Can I just ask y'all, what dentist are y'all going to where they don't use like some Novocaine or something, because y'all keep using that reference.
But it's still not enjoyable.
Teeth, but it's not as bad as y'all making it out to be.
No, it's not fun. Like, just because you're used to it. You're at the dentist every week.
Shout out to my dentist because I go every week. But I'm just saying. And they got the stuff to numb your gums. It's not that bad.
Yeah, but does anyone like doing that?
If you don't like your grill looking all jacked up, it's a necessary evil.
Right, but like, it's not like, hey, I get to go to the dentist today.
All I'm saying
is, I get to watch Alec Boehm ground out.
The pulling teeth thing is probably an analogy we need to go ahead and put to bed. That's all I'm saying.
That's just because you're at the dentist every week, William. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
All I'm saying, William, is we need to probably put that with the bed.
And can I get one more thing in?
Yeah.
You got it. You're all yours. All yours.
I'm Team San Diego. Chris in Middletown's a loser. He's a loser. I'm Team San Diego.
So you're Team Aaron in San Diego. So we're all anti-Chris?
So we got Carl on call.
Wow, it's going to be one of those days. William, we appreciate it.
Middletown's a nice town, though.
Yeah, it's but really they're talking nice. About Chris the person, I think. Yeah, the caller. Maybe call him the
Middletown's
person.
Nice.
I'm a Chris in Middletown guy. I mean, Chris has been a big part of our show. I mean, do I like the caller on caller crime? Yeah, I think it's funny. I mean, I think I do. I enjoy it. I think it's really funny.
I mean, it has its moments.
Well, I mean, if you're a listener to the station, you hear a lot, right? You hear us giving our takes. You go back and forth with us. But then you also hear a lot of callers. And some callers rub people the wrong way. I mean, Chris in Middletown, he might rub some the wrong way, but he's not as bad as like Cowboy Jim, right? Cowboy Jim is the worst, right?
He's bottom three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cowboy Jim, he all right.
You're still on this?
What do you mean? I'm just saying he all right.
Why don't you tell the audience why? Why is he all right?
What do you mean?
Why don't you be transparent?
Why you, as Rhea looks at me with those piercing
why
eyes.
Why don't you be transparent, everyone?
What do you mean?
Well, he gifted you liquor. And then since then, you have not been real about your feelings on Cowboy Jim. Fake cough all you want. We all know the truth.
I don't know what you mean.
Okay, yeah. Let's go to Rob and Delco. What's up, Rob? Rob!
L!
Rob blew
Rob,
it.
Buddy, come on. Rob, one once, twice. All right, let's go to Will in the Northeast. That Will!
That was not a fake cough anyway.
Yeah, don't lie.
Drinking, how y'all doing today?
What's up, man?
Hey, Will.
Listen, man, listen. I really believe that, like, I'm not really, like, liking watching these games lately, right? But, you know, they're doing what they have to do to win. I think, you know, Rob, he got to do a bit more, you know, culture, man, like managing the team, man. With this Bryce situation, man, listen, Bryce, if you hear me, whatever you need to do, man. We need you, bro. You know, you're the spark of the team, and we need you back. You dig what I'm saying? Because we can't do it without you. And you are the spark. But when you come back, man, I need you to come back to win the World Series. And I need everybody else to be on point with this, man. We all got to be on the same game, man. This is the season to win the World Series. When Bryce come back, listen, man, it ain't no stopping, man. We just going to start hammering every team out there. But, Bryce, when you come back, man, I hope you ready, and I hope you bring the will and the readiness to bring us to a World Series, bro, because we're going to need you, bro. We need that killer instinct, and listen, we ain't taking nothing other than a World Series. And that's all I got, baby.
You know what, Will? I feel you. But are we sure Bryce is ready to do that when he comes back? I mean, I need to get him in the lineup and see if he's ready, Will. I mean, that we got to do. Will, we appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. That is a board. All right, Rhea's going to join us in studio next for her weekly spot with us. We need her take on what she heard this morning. The results of Fritz versus the camera. Is she enjoying this Philly season? Are you? 215-592-9494. They're 49-35. They're in first place. And yet it does feel like, I know Hugh doesn't like the analogy, like it's pulling teeth, scoring runs. It's like going to the dentist. I am struggling to enjoy this Philly season. Where do you come down? Are you enjoying it? We got a lot to get to. Ranger was brilliant. The whole Max Kepler thing. An NFL trade just went down as well. We could have fun with that. You see that?
Yeah, I just saw it.
Jalen Ramsey to the Steelers. Wow. They got a lot of personality
They're
on that football team.
Yeah.
Woo! Slay and Rodgers. Lock out DK Metcalf. All right. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.